first day I did get my license, the doctor went out of town for 3 days.
Holy moly.
And he said, sink or swim. And I swam, I guess, although looking back 6 years ago, probably could have done a little bit better, but...
Yeah, out of the gate, that's, you know, a lot.
Got my hands on a lot of people right away, and I was there for about a year.
That's what, I mean, the good thing about those high-volume practices, you really see a lot. You can pick up a lot in a short period of time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it was whole family, so, like, the whole gamut of people.
Whole family, like,
from kids to elderly.
All the way to geriatric. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's, so you really do pick up a lot in that kind of practice, too.
Yeah.
Where'd you go after that?
Well, I realized that was not how I wanted to practice long term. You know, I kind of, you know, on our breaks, he would time me and I would have to see people in like, you know, 2 minutes or less.
Oh, wow. Which That's the downside of high volume practice.
Yes. not really my style. So I left there and then I covered practices when doctors would go on vacation.
Oh, that's interesting.
To try to learn about different styles, basically.
Yeah, it's really fascinating. Your background is rich in like being able to pick up just a lot of experience in each of those types of practice, first in a high volume practice and then covering doctors, because everybody's got like a different style on how they do chiropractic. Mm-hmm. You know, there's some basic core things that we're all doing the same diagnostically and therapeutically, but there's different approaches on how to get them done.
Definitely. Yeah, it's true. No two offices you go to will be exactly the same.
Right. And so it would be intimidating, I think, for me to go around covering other doctors because the patients have something that they expect that they're used to that is different from practice to practice. So you kind of have to go in and chameleon yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, to a certain degree. But usually they know there's going to be a coverage doctor. So if they're still coming in anyway, they're somewhat open-minded.
Yeah, and they know it's not going to be exactly the same.
Yeah.
Oh, and then after that?
After that, what did I do? Well, I worked for this other practice then, like as an associate, for not very long. And then I met my husband, mm-hmm. who is from California.
Was that a pediatric practice?
No, that was... it was not, although at that point I kind of knew that's what I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. This one was just more
general.
I don't know, kind of in the interim, I guess, while I was figuring it out.
Okay.
Yeah, this was also, I guess, whole family where I was working. I really wasn't there very long.
Okay.
Because then I kind of realized I was going to be moving across
moving
the country.
Moving to Cali.
So then I came out here and I got hooked up with Dr. Berlin,
oh, yeah.
Right.
Well, your husband now, Willie, and I have a mutual friend. Now all of us do.
Yeah.
And he introduced us. And when I met you, I was like, wow, she's got such a positive energy, great outlook. And you were so interested in working with kids. And our practice was mostly prenatal, so there were a lot of babies and toddlers coming in all the time. And I was thrilled, because I do so much pre- and postnatal work, I was thrilled to be able to have somebody care for the babies who really was interested in doing that all the time. I felt it hard for me to split my focus, you know, to because they're mm-hmm. they're so different from each other, pregnancy and newborns, for example. And our patients love you, so it's great. But then you also got the pregnancy bug.
Yeah, I love doing the pregnant women, and I love doing the kids and babies. It's just such an awesome population to work with. It's the happiest time of people's lives, and you get to, you know, help them through that and enjoy it more.
Yeah. Generally, it's they're happy. And, you know, I also think the things that come up during pregnancy that are specific to pregnancy, once you understand how they work, they're fairly easy to get good results with. And then also how much you can do with the body to help make the pregnancy more comfortable and functional and also improve.